This fourth Sunday of Easter is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And every year we hear from John's Gospel the voice of Jesus who says, "I am the Good Shepherd." The church also on this fourth Sunday of Easter has the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Shouldn't be surprising that the two are linked, that the voice of the Good Shepherd is the one who calls forward more vocations to the priesthood and to the consecrated life so that they might serve the Good Shepherd, and that those priests who are called forth might serve like the Good Shepherd. As I think about the Good Shepherd and the voice of the Good Shepherd, the words of our second reading come to mind today. See what love the Father has bestowed on us. That really, the priesthood is one of those loves that the Father has bestowed on us. I think of all of the people throughout the time that God has called to the priesthood. I think of all of the saints who in their day and their age heard the voice of the Good Shepherd and they responded to that call and they served him and they went wherever the Good Shepherd called them to go. I think about our own diocese and how God continues to call forward individuals to the priesthood, that they hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling them. They enter the seminary and they're ordained and they become our pastors of our parishes. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that through the gift of the priesthood, the sacraments of the church are continued to be celebrated. The sacraments are a sign of God's love and what the Father has bestowed on us. I think of baptism. And this weekend at Sacred Heart, we'll baptize an infant. A few weeks ago at the Easter Vigil, two middle school students were baptized. Throughout the year, we baptize many children born into families. Well, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that these children have the divine life of God instilled within them, that they become children of our Heavenly Father. We'll see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that in the gift of the Holy Eucharist, he allows us to receive him and to have communion with him. This weekend, I had the opportunity to spend an hour or so with our First Communion students. And next weekend, they'll make their first Holy Communion. We'll see what love the Father has given them, that they're able to receive him. What love the Father has bestowed on us, that every Sunday when we're in the state of grace, that we can receive Holy Communion. That every day, for that matter, we can come to our local church and that we can pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus reserved in the tabernacle, Jesus exposed in the monstrance on the altar. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that in the gift of prayer before the Holy Eucharist, we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Well, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that when we are at our lowest point, that when we feel the most weakest and most vulnerable, that the voice of the Good Shepherd calls us to the confessional, and that we receive his mercy and forgiveness as we confess our sins and hear the words of our Good Shepherd. It's the voice of Jesus speaking through the priest. "I absolve you from your sins." What love the Father has bestowed on us, this gift of mercy and forgiveness. How privileged, as one of God's shepherds, I'm able to hear dozens of confessions a week. What love the Father has bestowed on us, upon your family members, that when death is drawing near, that you call the sacramental emergency line, that you request the last rites of the church, anointing and apostolic pardon, viaticum, and the commendation of the soul. Just this past week, two families called that sacramental emergency line. And I was able to go and to be there and to pray with them and for their loved one as they made their journey from this life to be with God. What love the Father has bestowed on us in the gift of the sacrament of extreme unction. We really can think about this great love that the Father has bestowed on us through the sacramental life of the Church. And today the Church prays that the voice of the Good Shepherd will be heard by others, that people from our congregation, from our diocese, people throughout the world will hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling them to the priesthood, calling them to vowed, consecrated life. Says in our gospel today, the wolf catches and scatters. That wolf today is the world. The wolf can be an image of the evil one. The wolf trying to take away that voice of the Good Shepherd, trying to drown out the voice of the Good Shepherd so that we don't hear him, that we don't listen to him, that we don't follow him. And so today we pray that the voice of the Good Shepherd will be much louder than the voice of the world or the voice of the wolf, that it's the voice of the Good Shepherd that we will choose to follow. Today, we are grateful for the love that the Father has bestowed on us in the gift of the priesthood and the love of the sacraments.